For now more than 12 years, I have been practicing concepts shared with me during channeling sessions I was a part of, event that changed my life for the better. It allowed me and the people I've shared the concept with to improve their happiness, state of being, and energy levels, but also choose better for ourselves and the people around us. You learn about self-growth, universal laws like karma, manifestations, mechanics like the principle of patterns, practicing spirituality in our daily life by properly blending spirituality and normal life, and so much more. My name is Igor Orlitsky, and I'm your host for the Unilight Me podcast. Let's begin. One of the powerful understandings on your way to spiritually grow is the ability to recognize old patterns and habits that occur in your life, what to do with them, and what sort of positive habits you would like to create in your life. Habit is a recurring pattern that happens in your life, and it's not necessarily easy to sometimes recognize in the middle of the day when you're rushing through the day and just going with the natural flow of the day. Things happen, and sometimes we make choices, and not necessarily always we realize what sort of choices we make and what are the basis for it. Habits are repeated decisions in this sense that we make, that we have repeated enough times that they became kind of who we think we are. Yeah, that's actually a good perspective, right? Are we the sum of our habits? Is it all that we are? Well, for sure, no. We are ourselves. We are our full being. Also the expression of I. The interesting question is, who would we be if we actually let go of the habits that control us in so many situations? So instead of following our habits, and with habits we can take into consideration thinking habits, action habits, emotional habits towards certain events. If we take all of that and we start to recognize which of the choices are actual choices that we make based on the being present with the situation and allowing our expression to be part of the situation and just adjust. So there is an event, there's experience, and there is us, and there is openness, and there is consciousness to the enough degree that we only let go habits and patterns that we believe are supposed to be there. And this is a true just being with the experience. However, for many, it's just not the case. So let's say you are going for a walk, and you encounter unexpectedly a situation when someone screams at you because he thinks that maybe you are some person that he thought you are, and he screams at you with a negative intention. So your primary instincts that might take over you might start to get the best of you. You might start shielding yourself. You might start thinking negative thoughts about that person. You might start to feel fear, and so on and so on. Suddenly this experience shows that person just thought you are someone else. They said they are sorry, and of course everything was okay after that, but just, you know, event that occurred in your life. But the patterns showed up. And there are a few things that you could have done with these patterns. You might have followed them instinctively and act on them, leading to some unpleasant, potentially, situations. You might have act on the thoughts, or you might have realized, actually, being in the observer mode, realize that this kind of thoughts are not necessarily something that you want to keep. And even though someone expresses some negative intent towards you, don't get me wrong, in that example, you are not threatened physically, you are just, you know, interrupted in a negative way. And your thoughts follow that quickly. It's not an easy case, not an easy scenario, but it can be done with enough consciousness, awareness, and self-discipline. You can be aware even in such case. I actually witnessed that. I witnessed a situation when a person had a really negative expression addressed towards them, and they managed their composure so well. They had so much calmness when they were part of this event. It was truly impressive even to see. But it's not easy. It requires actually a lot of self-control and a lot of conscious awareness of what's happening with you. And taking old habits requires effort. So to change old habits, and the more you persevere the habit, it's the harder it gets. And habits can also be a biological habits, like drinking alcohol for a long time or smoking cigarettes can actually lead to a physical need to do that, which doesn't help at all, because on top of the mental, the mind habits, the ego habits, the general principle of habits, you also have this biological level towards them. Still can be done, it's just harder. Therefore, it's better to not even start with bad habits in the first place. That's a proper conscious spiritual path to walk, to be aware of what habits you start to build up and basically release them and stop them quick enough for them to not grow. On the other hand, when we are built with certain amount of habits because you were not aware of the fact that habits are playing so big role in your life, you might actually have trouble maintaining this composure, and habits might take over you at times. And okay, it will happen if the habits are strong. However, if you want to grow, if you want to basically get through this, you will require perseverance, self-discipline, and repeated actions of new pattern, of a new way of choosing in the situation that you see as preferable. Habits can be positive. It's not that all habits are bad. Habits that you have created consciously, allowed in your life, like habit that helps you go to the gym, habit that helps you run, habit that helps you eat healthy, those are good habits, and it's nothing wrong with them. If you have consciously decided on a certain habit that is constructive in your life, it's great. Keep them. And there are ways how to make it a bit easier for yourself to change old habits. I might talk about it on a different episode. However, no matter the way you choose, the most primary point is that you need to make a different choice about the situation and when the habit shows up. And this is the key. Whatever things you make it so it's a bit easier, it's secondary. Because in the end, it's still a choice. Even if you made it easier for yourself to make it, you still need to make a choice. So like when you want to eat more healthy and you remove all of the unhealthy food from your house, it's for sure going to be a bit easier. But at the same time, you still need to make a choice to not go to the shop and not buy the unhealthy food, or not buy it whenever the opportunity for it arises. So the choice is the primary thing to switch and change the habits. And there are also manifestational patterns that occur, which is yet another different level. So whenever you react with a heavy emotion, with a big focus or to certain situation, you actually start a manifestational pattern that goes and goes and will repeat the same circumstances again, and for you to react in the same manner, because if you send these emotions, universe wants you to have opportunity to repeat this. And can be nice things like excitement towards some good thing, might be a repeated pattern that you are liking, a repeated manifestation that you are liking. On the other hand, there might be an event that you have reacted to heavy emotions that you not necessarily prefer to have in your life. And this manifestation still will repeat itself until you break it. If you want to learn a bit more how to break this, I invite you to my book, Unilight Me. You can find it on Amazon if you search my name or search the unilight.me project. But yeah, these patterns, these manifestational patterns are there, and they create a big portion of our lives. So it's good to take control over them and use the power of choice in order to make our lives more as we truly want them to be. That's all for this episode. I wish you a great week and talk to you next time. Thank you for listening to our episode. If you enjoy what you hear, please go to unilight.me website and subscribe to the newsletter so I can inform you about all the important updates about the project. You can also search our close group on Facebook where we exchange thoughts with like-minded people. I wish you all the best on your spiritual journey and talk to you soon.